More than a decade after it opened in a former church, the Scottsboro Boys Museum and Cultural Center in Alabama will be renovated this month. The museum remembers 9 black teenagers, 4 of them from Chattanooga, who were falsely accused of raping 2 white women while traveling through Jackson County, Alabama, by train in 1931. The defendants were held in Scottsboro during a series of 3 trials. 8 of the 9 youths were wrongfully convicted and sentenced to death by all-white, all-male juries. Twice, the United States Supreme Court heard arguments in the case, leading to landmark civil rights rulings on the right to counsel and non-discrimination in juror roles. Sheila Washington is the museum's founder, director, and tour guide. Sheila, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here today.
Tell us more about where things stand with the museum and cultural center at this time.
Well, the museum is going on a major renovation. The building is 150 years old, so we started renovating and to bring new bath restrooms in to make it handicap accessible. And this project that now to bring it up to a modern technology tech museum like Rosa Parks Civil Rights Museum started in 2017, but we didn't have the funding to start then. And all of a sudden it kicked back up and we still had the design that we paid for. I decided to go for it. It's a $100,000 project. And so we didn't have any money. And we met with our local legislative office, some of the people in the community, and our board went to local Senator Steve Livingston, who listened to us. And we also went before the city council, who we've been here 10 years. This is our 10th year celebration. So that's why I wanted to do something to enhance the museum. We went before the city council first time in 10 years. They gave us $20,000 that they ever given us anything. So the $20,000 was a jump start towards the renovation project. Our senator told us that he's going to work on getting this money. So we set up a GoFundMe account on our website. We upgraded our website and got it up and going with the help of the Chamber of Commerce. So we have a GoFundMe account on it. And at this point in time, we are almost there with every bit of money, almost $100,000. So we're hoping to start the renovation project in January and have it done in February, which opened the museum up February the 1st in 2010. And so what better time to have a new grand opening of the museum in February of 2021, showing the new museum off and what we have done to make it a more enhanced, accessible museum that it will talk to you. And I won't do as many presentations anymore in the museum. People will walk around and look and see, and it's going to be ghostly figures of the boys in the museum. And we have the actual bench that they sit on while they were locked up in county jail here. And we're going to have a jailhouse scenery, a courthouse scenery, a Jim Crow era, and it's going to tell history.
And it's even more important than ever to tell that history. In 2031, it will be 100 years since the events took place.
And what surprises me, this case never gets old. We still have people to come and travel from around the world to this little old church building to see what we have in there, things that they hadn't seen. Just walking into a place that honored the Scottsboro Boys, it just renovates, it does something to their spirit. Everybody said they can feel their presence there. And when I opened up that museum and got the key to the old church, I said to those 9 young men, I said, now you have a place to call home and you can rest and your story can be told. Because it was bouncing here, there, and everywhere. It was nowhere that they could say, this is the Scottsboro Boys Museum to honor those 9 young black men.
So many facets to this story. from the train ride to the stop to the multiple trials to the multiple times that this case went to the United States Supreme Court. And to be able to have a touchstone, it fills in a gap that has been sorely missing for a long time.
It has. And what's so amazing that this story still has legs, that it has walked over into the 21st century, and we're still finding out things that happened during this case that nobody knew about, that we're able to talk about, or people are giving over things that they held on to, or their family members have held on to for years, to put it somewhere. Like, I had a 96-year-old lady out of Huntsville. She had a bench that was used during the trial, and her daddy was one of the lawyers that helped represent the Scottsboro Boys in Decatur. And she said, I'm getting older, and she said, I'm cleaning out some things. And she said, my father brought this home with him when the trial was over with. And she said, I want it in a good place, and no other place other than the Scottsboro Boys Museum would I like to have this bench put in there. So we have the bench that she gave us 2 years ago in the museum. And if it was used during the trial, that means that bench is over 100 years old. So we are in the 100th year already with things that people have given us.
This case has many connections to right here in Chattanooga.
Definitely. Matter of fact, right there in Tennessee in a graveyard is two of the Scottsboro Boys, the two brothers, Andy and Roy Wright, are buried in a cemetery along beside their mother and their sister that traveled with their mother. Miss Ada Wright didn't even have an education, but that lady traveled around the world. And when women wasn't allowed to participate or lead a parade, she marched down the streets of Switzerland leading a parade, and they snuck her into Moscow, where she spoke before thousands of people, talking about the Scottsboro Boys, how she would long to see her sons freed and found not guilty of the charges that they had been charged with. So yes, there is a big connection. Four of them was from Tennessee. My interest has never left me since I was 17 years old. The story that I tell is how I found that little book hidden under my parents' bed, wrapped in plastic in a pillowcase. And every Saturday, I would have to vacuum that room and under that bed, and there was that pillowcase, and I didn't know what was in it. So one day, I opened it up and saw this little paperback book, Haywood Patterson, Scottsboro Boy. And I said, well, it's just a book, and I read it. And before I got all the way completely through, my father took it away and said he didn't want me to read it. It was too much hurtful, harmful things in it. So at 18 years old, my brother was killed in Kilby Prison in Montgomery, Alabama, the same prison the Scottsboro Boys was housed in at the time. And I knew then that because what he had done, my brother had done in Scottsboro, him and another man had killed an elderly white man in this town. And after reading how mean the guards were to the Scottsboro Boys, I just figured that they took justice in their own hand, and my brother was stabbed to death in Kilby Prison, not one time, but his body was stabbed multiple times.
Have you seen renewed interest from other people in the case, given the events of the past year?
I have seen the interest grow here in Scottsboro a lot. Scottsboro is embracing the museum from when we first opened to now. They have shown interest by one thing in February. Not only are we going to show off the museum, but on the courthouse square on the south side, where the Scottsboro Boys Market is on the courthouse square, is going to be a big mural painted across the road from that about the Scottsboro Boys. It don't say Scottsboro Boys, it says Scottsboro, but it has the picture of the boys on the train getting arrested, and it also has four pictures of Judge Harden, the lawyer, Samuel Leibovich, Ruby Bakes, who changed her story and said they wasn't guilty, and the sheriff that got killed because he protected those boys a year later, Sheriff Matt Warren. And it's going to show the past coming into the present, where we had the prayer march in June, and they have a big, colorful mule that's going to be painted. When you walk at that courthouse, you're going to see that on the courthouse square. So to me, yes, that's big.
And where can people go online to find out more and to keep up with the renovation and beyond?
We have a website, www.scottsboromuseum.org. We're going to do a time lapse from the time they start the renovation project to the time they end. But we're not going to show the completion of it yet because we want the people to come and see it. But they're going to be seeing the time lapse of where they're in there working and removing some things and making room for the new stuff to come in.
All right. Sheila, thanks so much.
Thank you.